So last week on Wednesday, my kids had a snow day, and then on Friday, I was in Cleveland. I was supposed to speak in the school in Cleveland, and the school had a snow day. And then today, my kids woke up early to make sure that they had school because they thought they might have a snow day. So I thought, what better time to talk about the sprouting of the new trees in the springtime than now, given the weather that we've had? But the truth is, now is the time to talk about it because this Shabbos already is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and there's a halacha that's nogea Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Gemara tells us that there's a bracha called Birchas Ha'ilanos. The Gemara tells us in Brachos and Daf Mem Gimel, Amr of Yudah, Hayman de Nafik Biyomei Nisan. A guy goes out during Nisan, v'chazi iloni to come lavlevi, and he sees trees that are sprouting. Omer baruch shlochiser ba'olamo klum ubara bo brios tovos v'ilanos tovos l'snos ben bnei adam. Such a text of a bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't allow for anything to be lacking from his world. He created all sorts of wonderful creations, good trees, so that people can get hana, so that people can benefit from these things. So this bracha is a very unique bracha. It's a unique bracha in the sense that it's not abundantly clear what kind of bracha it is. We know that in halacha we have the Rambam writes in Hilchos Brachos, there are essentially three types of brachas. There are Birchas HaMitzvah, there are Birchas HaNenin, and there are Birchas Shevach V'Hodah. One thing we're pretty confident, this is not a Birchas HaMitzvah, because there's no Kiyum HaMitzvah that's being done, but it's not abundantly clear, is this a Birchas HaNenin? Is there some sort of Hana'a that a person's having and he's saying this bracha on the Hana'a? Or is it a Birchas Shevach? It's also not abundantly clear what the rules are in terms of when you say this bracha. The Gemara says someone is nafik biyomei nisan v'chazi ilani tekom alav levi. So what does that mean? Does it mean you have to go out in order to say this bracha? Is nafik dafka? Is yomi nisan dafka? What if you live in the southern hemisphere and you're not going to see ilani tekom alav levi in yomi nisan? Or what if you already see ilani tekom alav levi in Adar? Or you missed it in Nisan, and it's Iyar, and you see for the first time a tree that starts to sprout. So do you still say this bracha? And in addition to that, what complicates any understanding of this bracha is the fact that if you look through the poskim, they're constantly referring to minhagim that are clearly alpi Kabbalah. There's a lot of stuff here that relates to Kabbalah, probably because ki ha'adam eitz hasadeh, and there are many, many places in Chazal where we refer to a tree as in some way representing a person. So there are all these concerns, alpi Kabbalah, and all these minhagim, so it's somewhat difficult to sort out the halacha from the Kabbalah. You know, it's similar to the Gemara tells us, and when I say Kabbalah, I mean, in general, something that's beyond the halacha. Lav dafka from the Kabbalistic Svarim. Even, just in general, the elements of whether you call it Torah Sanistar or what's beyond, what lies beyond the surface. For example, the Gemara says that a person, the Torah says that there's an issue called Bal Tashchis. You're not allowed to cut down a fruit-bearing tree. And that's, the Gemara tells us that a person who cuts down a fruit-bearing tree is going to suffer some terrible klala. That his children will die young, some terrible, terrible things. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, it says in the Gemara, that if the tree is worth more down than it is up, if it's worth more chopped down than it is while it's up, so then you're allowed to cut it down. But the Shach writes in Yaradeya, yeah, that's only as far as the Isser is concerned. But as far as the sakana is concerned, so the sakana is still going to be there, even if it's worth, even if the halacha would allow you to cut it down. And that's why many poskim are very hesitant to allow people to cut down fruit-bearing trees. And all of this relates to, the sakana element relates to this notion, ki ha'adam eitz hasadeh, that somehow an eitz hasadeh relates to trees, and you find this all over Shas. You know, for example, the Gemara Masechta Sukkah tells us, v'alo lo yibol mikan shezichas chulun shel tamid chacham tzrichin limud. How do I know you have to, there's what to learn from even sichas chulin of Tamid Chacham, and Tamid Chacham speak, even non-Torah, va'allahu lo yibol, because it describes a tree whose leaves do not wither. The peros of the tree are his Torah, the leaves are the sichas chulin. So you see clearly, there's a lot about the idea that the tree is a metaphor in some way or another for a human being. But even more directly in the Sifrei HaKabbalah, I'm not familiar so much with the Sifrei HaKabbalah, but the Kaf HaChaim quotes
quotes from the Sefer Mora Be'etzba, Yitz'atzeim be'kavanasu be'brachazu, shi l'tikun ha'neshamos she megulgolos ba'atzei asada, that a person should have kavanah when he says his bracha, that this is a tikun for the neshamos that are find their gilgulim in trees, which apparently is a concern, va'asavim b'zman hazeh v'yivakesh aleihem rachamim, and you should be mevakesh rachamim. When Rav Shechter was here a number of years ago, he mentioned that Gilgulim is one of those topics that you don't have to believe one way or the other, whether they exist or not. He quoted, I think, from Sifrei HaGaonim that already said like that, that you don't have to believe that that there is such a thing as Gilgulim. You don't have to believe there's not such a thing as Gilgulim. It's not something that Judaism necessarily takes a stand on. In the Kabbalistic literature, it is something that Judaism necessarily takes a stand on, that there's definitely this belief in Gilgulim. So there is this idea. So what we're going to try to do today is figure out what kind of bracha this is. See, is there any parallel in the world of brachos to this kind of bracha? Anything that we can compare it to? Because sometimes the best way to understand something is to see what it's similar to. Now, see what it's similar to both in terms of its nature and in terms of what the poskim associate it with. What's near it in Shulchan Aruch? What's near it in the Gemara? Then I want to try to figure out which of the details that the Gemara mentions are ma'akev and which of the details are not ma'akev. Does it really have to be Biyom Nisan? Do you have to dafka go out to see it? Or is it just describing with the normal situation? Normally you don't see trees when you're sitting in your house. Normally you're going to see trees during Yom Nisan. That's the expected time to see it. I also would like to try to go through a number of the Minhagim and Prate Dinim that come up over here, and to try to figure out which ones are Halacha, which ones are based on Taras HaNistar, and then hopefully if we have time to also discuss whether women are Chayiv in this Bracha. Do you say this whole thing is a Mitzvah Shazman Grama? Or something like that, and therefore women are pater because it's only Yom Nisan. So anything that's limited to time, maybe women should be pater from. So let's start with the very nature of the bracha. Now, on the one hand, it seems like a Birchas Hananin because the Gemara brings this bracha right in the context of bringing Birchas Hareach, of a discussion of the brachas and smells. Now, brachas and smells is actually a detailed section of halacha that most of us completely ignore, other than one bracha of Borei Minei B'Samim, which really is just like the Shakol Nia B'Dvaro of Birchas Hareach, meaning Birchas Hareach also, there are multiple brachas depending on what it is that you are smelling, just like there are multiple brachas depending on what it is that you are eating. B'chol min tein lo mein brachosa. For every min, you're supposed to give a separate bracha. But Shakol Nia B'Dvaro sort of is all-encompassing. So Borei Minei V'Samim is sort of all-encompassing. And that's the minigat, at least for Ashkenazim, that by Havdalah we always say Borei Minei V'Samim regardless of what we use. I believe Svardim are more specific. Am I right about that? Yeah, we say Borei Minei V'Samim. Okay, so I think that sometimes maybe Borei Atzei B'Samim for using cinnamon sticks or something. Okay. So on the one hand, it seems like a Birchas Hananin. Also, the Nusach of the Bracha. What does the Bracha say? That Hashem made Brios Tovus V'Ilanos Lehisna'us Behen B'nei Adam. The Nusach of the Bracha explicitly mentions Hana'a. So maybe that's an indicator that it's a Birchas Hananin. On the other hand, you don't really get any Hana'a. You know, normally, in order to say Birchas Hananin, you're going to be eating something, you're going to be smelling something. What? So you see a tree? What's the hana'a in seeing a tree? So it's very hard to say that it's a Birchas Hananin when there is no physical hana'a that a person gets. And we don't really find that there's such a thing as a Birchas Hananin on things that you see, even if they're really nice. When you see things that are really nice and you say a bracha, normally it's a birchas shavach vahoda'a. A person sees the Grand Canyon, a person sees an ocean. So there's a birchas shavach vahoda'a, not a birchas hananin. So it seems a little more like a birchas shavach vahoda'a from that perspective. But it's also not clear what's the shavach and hoda'a about. Nothing's happening. You just see some flowers on a tree. Why is that considered a shavach vahoda'a? And also, in Shulchan Aruch, it's quoted in Siman Reish Chav Vav, not in Siman Reish Chav Hey, where all the other Birchas Hari'iyah appear. And furthermore, Mishnah Berurah writes that a lot of people do not recite Birchas Hari'iyah,
And we don't find anyone that says not to recite Birchas Ha'ilanos. Now, it could be that the Mishnah Berurah was dafka talking about a Bria Na'a, but not other Birchas Hari'iyah, especially he's quoting from a Chai Adam, who's specifically talking about the bracha that we spoke about last week, a bracha on a little person or on a kushi, not to say such a bracha. But nevertheless, it doesn't neatly fit into any of the normal categories. So Rav Asher Weiss explains as follows. He has a tshuva in Chelek Gimel Simen Yud Dalet, and in Os Aleph he says, you know, Birchas Hari'iyah in general are brachos for the simcha of seeing something that impresses you. You see something and you're just blown away, it's an experience, so that's where there's a Birchas Hari'iyah. You haven't seen someone in a very long time, Shloshim Yom, you haven't seen the Yama Gadol in a long time, and wow, the ocean, that's impressive. Wow, this person that you love, that you haven't seen in a long time. Birchas Ilanos are not because of any sense of simcha, it's a Birchas HaShevach, he calls it, on the Chidush HaBriya V'Chazdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aleinu Shekichlos Yimei HaChoref HaKarim. It's the Chidush of the Briya and Hashem's kindness with us, that in the end of the cold winter months Shebehem Atzei HaPriyeim B'Tardemas Ve'ena Motzim Pri, that throughout all the winter months the tree has been asleep and it hasn't been producing any fruits, U'B'Chodesh HaAviv HaYilanos Shuv Melav Levim Motzim Perach, and now all of a sudden in the spring the tree start to have this rebirth. So it's at that moment that we recognize that this is symbolic. It's not that, you know, like you see the ocean, it's not that the ocean is symbolic of anything, it's that the ocean is impressive. You see the Grand Canyon is impressive. You see a person you haven't seen in 30 days, 12 months, that you love very much, that is, you feel a sense of pride, a sense of joy. The tree doesn't give you happiness. The tree is not impressive, but the tree is symbolic of something that's critical. It's symbolic of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed in constantly rejuvenating us and giving us new life. And he says, you know, it's similar to Birchas HaLevana, similar to Kiddush Levana in that sense, that it's not the Re'iyah that's Mechayev the Bracha, it's seeing how the Levana rejuvenates itself, and that's why it's only Haro'a Levana B'chidusha that we say the Bracha. That's Kiddush Levana. So it's the seeing of the Levana that allows, so it's not a bracha on the moon per se, it's seeing the Levana allows us to appreciate something broader about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the same is true with the tree. It's not a bracha on the tree, seeing the tree allows us to appreciate something broader about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I saw in the Tshuvas Mishpatei Uziel, in the Chelek Aleph or Chaim Simen Vav, he says something very similar. He said, it's not a bracha on Hana'as Ha'ayin, that your eye has pleasure from it, this I quote in footnote 2 over here, Ela Hoda'u Tehila Lebore Olamo B'Shlemus Hayofi, that's a typo, Lebore Olamo B'Shlemus Hayofi V'Chachma Nefla'a U'Bracha Zu Higama Lilani Srak. It's a bracha on the beauty of creation. It's the idea that something has been reborn, even though it seemed dead for so many months. Similar to Rav Asher Weiss, but not exactly like Rav Asher Weiss. Rav Asher Weiss looks at it a little more globally, that it's a little more of a symbolic thing. So based on this, says Rav Asher, we can understand what the Mishnah Berurah writes in Shaar Tzion and some Reish Chafei, Sifkat and Lama Gimel. He says the minig is not to say Shakachala Ba'alamo on Ilanos Tov and Brios Na'os unless they're extraordinarily beautiful. But the Birchas HaIlanos, we would say even on a regular tree. It doesn't have to be the most beautiful tree. You know, sometimes people have a tree on their front lawn and they'll hang up a sign. It's a nice thing to do. They'll hang up a sign. You could say with the Nusach of the Bracha on the tree. So you can know. I think there's even a I don't know if it's a website or where that you could have it. There's a locator. You know, you could locate the closest tree to you where you can, people register their trees, and you could find where you can say Birchas HaIlanos. A very nice thing to do. But some of these trees are not all that impressive. I mean, you could say Birchas HaIlanos, but they're not like super impressive trees. And that's okay. But L'choro, why should that be true? Why, when it comes to Brios Na'os, it has to be Na'a B'yose? You know, you say Brach on a beautiful person. They better be a really beautiful person. You know, and a smart person. They have to be really super smart. Not, you know, above average intelligence. You know, what's the average IQ? If, let's say, I don't know what it is. Let's say it's 100. Oh, so this person's 100. in two. You know, so l'chari, you're not going to say a bracha on something like that. It has to be something outstanding, something extraordinary. But over here, it doesn't have to be. Why? Because it's not about this tree. It's about the bigger picture. It's about HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving a sense of rebirth. Now, l'chora, there are many nafkaminas, l'dina, between the two possible understandings of this bracha, whether it's a bracha on hana'a or a bracha of some sort of shevach. First nafkamina might be as follows. Beis Yosef writes, quotes of Bedek Abayis and Shem Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that the minhag is to be somech on the bracha of Shechianu that you say when you eat the fruit of the tree, so that you don't have to say Berchsei Lamos, that you patter it with your Shechianu. That just like by Shechianu and Sukkis, the Gemara says that when you make a sukkah, when you build the sukkah, you're supposed to recite a Shechianu. So how come nobody ever does that? We don't recite a Shechianu when we build the sukkah, because we recite a Shechianu on the first night that we're in the sukkah. So with that Shechianu, we patter the Shechianu of building the sukkah. So wonderful. So we're mesada that Shechianu ala kos. So to over here, the Shechianu on the Achila Sapri is going to patter the Birchas Eilanos. L'chara, that's a very strange comparison, no? The thing with Sukkah was that both when you build it and on the first night, the bracha is Shechianu. Over here, the bracha on the tree is not a Shechianu. The bracha on the fruit, yeah, in a chinami, is a Shechianu, but the bracha on the tree is not a Shechianu. Furthermore, every year, after Erev Sukkis comes Sukkis, right? Every year there is a Shechianu on the first night of Sukkis. By the tree, you may see a tree that begins to sprout and you may never enjoy any new fruit from it. You may not even like those fruits. You may not ever see those fruits. That is no shaychus. The fruits have no shaychus to you. You have no way of guaranteeing that there's ever going to be a Shechianu. So how could it be that we're kovea a minute to wait until the Zman HaAchila, which may never come? So the truth is Birkei Yosef in Reish Chavav already says that it has to be a mistake in the Bedek Habayis. The makar of the din is in Rabbeinu Yeruchim, and over there, what Rabbeinu Yeruchim is explaining is why it is that the minig is that we recite a Shechianu on a new fruit when we eat the new fruit, when really the halacha is you're supposed to say a Shechianu when you see a new fruit, right? When you buy the Shechianu fruits for Rosh Hashanah. So people, what do? They go to the store and they buy these awful fruits, because that's why people don't eat them the rest of the year, because they're disgusting. So they buy these terrible fruits. But why? So that when they bring them home in Rosh Hashanah, a lot of people don't realize, on the second night, when it's a suffix, whether you say Shechianu or not, so that they could avoid a suffix brachos, they have the fruits to say a Shechianu on. Really, when they go into the store, they should recite the Shechianu. As soon as they go into the store and they see the new peros, they should recite a Shechianu. Yet the minig is that we only recite a Shechianu at the time that we're eating fruits. So it's on that Rabbeinu Yeruchim says that the minig is to wait till we eat the fruits. He's not talking about Birchas Ilanos. So based on everything Rav Asher Weiss said, Rav Asher Weiss writes, V'ibididi talia, hayinir bar de kol keta zesha bedek abayis mekom b'sim reish chafei legabri birch Shechianu al pri chadash. He says it's a davar pashut that this is a misplaced bedek abayis, that it was put in the wrong simen, and in fact in newer neschaos of the bedek abayis they fixed it and they put it back in the correct place. So clearly if it's true that the Iker Birchsei Lanus is Birchsei Nanin, so there's no way you could say, the conversation wouldn't even start to say that it's connected to Shechianu. Oh, don't say it because there's going to be a Shechianu. That's like saying if you're eating a fruit, don't say Shechianu on the fruit because you're going to say Bar Pri Eitz on the fruit. Or don't say Bar Pri Eitz because you're going to say Shechianu. No, Bar Pri Eitz is Birchsei Nanin, Shechianu is a Birchsei Shevach. So you can't, how can you compare the two? But if Birchsei Lanus is a Birchsei Hoda, on the Simcha that you have in the of the tree, so then you could understand why it would even be a conversation about maybe Shechianu. You still have all the kashas that we had, but at least the conversation gets off the ground that you're at least within the same category of bracha. So nafkamina number one, what kind of bracha it is, is whether it makes sense to even begin a conversation whether Shechianu will exempt from the bracha. Okay, but either way, Shechianu is not going to exempt from the bracha because we totally reject this, and we pointed out it's all based on a typo. I keep thinking that to write these down. I want to give, you know, in Shavuos sometimes I do like one theme throughout the whole Yantav of Shavuos. Every speaking slot we talk about, you know, like the year, I don't know how many of you were here, but the year we did, one year we did halachas that the Shulchan Aruch forgot to quote. You know, like Mechitza and Lashon Hara, and you know, things that are just not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. Magen Avraham has a list in some Kufnun and Vav. Mishnah Berurah has a list, and there's even a sefer called Shichachas HaOmer, Omer with an Aleph, of things that were forgotten to be mentioned by the. It was one of the great sefer titles of all time, by the way. So it's are things that the Shulchan Aruch forgot to mention. So I always wanted to, I always keep having in mind that whenever I come across something like this, great typos. You know, to have like that would be the theme of Shavuos. There are some really fantastic ones, right? So halachas are based on type. So maybe I should put it out in a, on Twitter and see make a collection or something of crowdsource great typos that we find. I think I just did because it was being recorded. So Ms. Stama will get some suggestions of great typos. There's Magdil and Migdal. Okay, we're not going to get into all the great typos right now, but here's this might make the list. Okay, so that's not really a nafkamina. That's like a fake nafkamina. Another nafkamina though might be. Shulchan Aruch writes, Hayotzi biyome nisan, says a Birchse Ilanos. That's based on the Gemara. Hay man denafik biyome nisan. But the Ritva writes that when it says biyome nisan, it's lav dafka, doesn't really mean, kol makom, fimashu malavlev. Whenever it is that the trees sprout, that's when you say it. So Rav Asher Weiss points out that all the poskim agree that it could be any month. It doesn't have to be Yom Nisan. In fact, he says, someone who lives in the southern hemisphere, it's going to be in Tishrei. It's not going to be in Nisan. Everything is reversed if you live in the southern hemisphere. And therefore, he says, L'mais, you should say the bracha, even if it's not Yom Nisan, with Shem Malchus. And it's not against the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch is just mentioning the Lashon of the Gemara, but the Ritva is really correct, and that's how most poskim assume. The Tzvi Pesach Frank writes this way, Minchas Yitzchak writes this way, and Gestetner in Lahoros Nassan writes this way. I think they just came out with a new volume of Lahoros Nassan. Nassan Gestetner passed away several years ago, but I guess they found more tshuvas. Another volume of Lahoros Nassan, if I'm not mistaken, came out. Levi Greenspan called me last night. He said he's going to give me a weekly call now to tell me all the new svarim at Zindel Berman's that I maybe am unaware of. So he called me and he told me about. So Lahoros Nassan is one of the new hot releases. Rav Schwab's Haggadah, by the way. Rav Schwab wrote Haggadah. That's apparently a big thing. I think it's already sold out. Birkei Yosef in Simrei Shechavav writes, no, only Chodesh Nisan. He disagrees with all these poskim. Only Chodesh Nisan. And he says, Al Pi Kabbalah, certainly so. All the Mekubalim say only Chodesh
Nisan. So why, I mean, the Gemara could have just said, Nafik.
It didn't even have to say Nafik. Why does it have to say Nafik? Haroa, Elon.
Yeah, but
it's absolutely the Malavlavim. Right, and it says Yom Nisan. So the question is, how much of that is Dafka? So the Ritva says, lav Dafka, that's when it happens. That's when it happens there at Yisrael. It's when it happens in most places where Jews live. Kaf HaChaim says, we should be choshish for the Chidah and Birkei Yosef, which is Al Pi Kabbalah, and not say B'Shem HaMalchus. He says, especially since, like Danny's pointing out, that's the Pashtus of the Gemara, the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, Halachas Ketanos also. Ein Levarich Ella B'Yom Nisan, only in Yom Nisan. Maybe this is also totally on the Hagdar of the Bracha. That if it's a Birch Sanen and that you say it on the Simcha Sari'iya, that you're getting Hana'ah from seeing this, so whenever you're feeling that sense of Hana'ah, you would say the Bracha. But maybe if it's a Bracha on a specific Tkufa in the year that you say a Birch HaShevach on something that's Tzomeach in the Bria, on something that, like similar to Kiddush Levana, it could be that that Bracha is limited to the time that our Kodesh Baruch Hu put that in the Bria, put that Koach HaChidush into the Bria. And that's in Chodesh Nisan, which is Rishon Hulichat She'ashana, a little Nogea to Parshat Chodesh. But that's also, that's Dafka Din in Chodesh Nisan. So it could be that this also is Taloi in that basic Chakira. Another possible Nafkamina. So that's our first potential real nafkamina, even though it's not 100% glatt, right? You can certainly argue it both ways. But another potential nafkamina is whether you would recite it sometime other than Nisan as well. In Tshuvas Shevet Alevi, this is on page 4 in the essay over here. By the way, this is already edited. So if you know, if you notice typos, if you're going through this, let me know, because this is supposed to be edited already. So in Shuvah Shevet Alevi, Chelik Vav Simnun Gimel Oz Dalid, Rav Ozner writes, V'asher sha'al b'misha ta'a, u'birich b'ruchas ilanos al ilan israk. Person made a mistake. He made a b'ruchas ilanos on a non-fruit-bearing tree. V'achshav nafsho b'she'ilaso, i'yachzer v'yivarech al ilan noseperos. Should he say a new bracha now when he sees an actual fruit-bearing tree? According to what the Mishmur writes, that only on Ilan Michael you're supposed to say a bracha. So why not? Why wouldn't you say a new bracha? Ki matzah b'sefer marak tziyasim reish chafei b'toch dvarav natal l'varech gam al ilan srak. Because some poskim say that you do say a bracha even on Ilan Strak. The Marak Tzir, Rabbi Yaakov Endinol, you do say a bracha. So maybe I was already Yotze, and therefore it's a Safik bracha, so maybe Safik bracha is lahakel. I should not say a bracha when I now see a fruit bearing tree. Hine afal pi shala halacha ein Safik. He says, La halacha, Rabbi Yaakov Endin is wrong. La halacha, we don't pass like Rabbi Yaakov Endin. We pass him like the Rova Poskim only on Ilan Machal. Says Rav Ozner, don't say another bracha, but not because of Safik brachos. Ela de brachazu birchas shevach al brios tovos vi ilanos vichule machal visrak. That it's really a birch shevach voda. What triggers the shevach is when you see an ilan machal, and really that's the halacha. You're only that shevach is only supposed to be triggered when you see an ilan machal. But since in general it's a birch shevach typically aren't about a thing. They're not about a chefza. They're about a kodesh baruch hu. They're about the shevach of a kodesh baruch hu in creating this in the bria. Mashal ma davar dome. If a person, let's say, recites the bracha vanosin lesech vivina lavchin ben yomu ven layla, when he didn't even hear a rooster crow. So is he yotzei the bracha? Of course he's yotzei the bracha. Bircha shevach ideally should be associated with the shevach that you're experiencing, and that's why in the Gemara they said that when you hear the rooster crow, A, you're supposed to wake up, A, you hear a rooster crow, B, you're supposed to wake up, and then you say your bracha associated with that. But the meaning is, we don't hear the rooster crow, we still say the bracha. Bircha shevach doesn't always have to be, meaning you could be yotzei the bracha, even if it's not directly associated with the event. So he says, b'emes, something he says, unbelievable. Maybe if someone just says to you, wow, there are beautiful trees outside, you shouldn't sit inside in the dark room all day, and you say, oh, beautiful trees, and you just say the bracha. It could be you're already yotze, and you're not allowed to say the bracha again, because that's the nature of birchas shevach v'odah, that you're just saying it, you gave the shevach v'odah. It's like poskim discussed by the bracha of hamapil, right? The Mishnah Berurah has this unusual chumrah, that if you say hamapil, you're not allowed to talk after Amapil, because the Amapil has to be connected to your sleep. So many other posts can disagree with that. El Yerab and Tzitz Eliezer and Martz Chayes, many others disagree. They say, no, it's a Bircha Shevach Voda. It makes the most sense to give a Bracha Takarish Baruch Hu about sleep when you're about to sleep. But it's not really on sleep. It's not a Bircha Sanenin on sleep, but that's what it's Talian. If it's a Bircha Sanenin, so then it has to be connected to that Hana'ah that you're getting right then and there. But if it's a Bircha Shevach Voda, it doesn't really need to be grounded in the event. So it turns out, according to Rav Ozner, a tremendous chiddush, that you could be yotzei birchas ilanos even if you made a bracha on Ilan Strak, and even if you didn't see any tree whatsoever. So the lechora, not just lechora, this is clear, this is the strongest nafka mina yet, that Rav Ozner is explicit, this only makes sense if it's a birchas hashevach. But if it's a birchas hananin, so then clearly there has to be something that you're actually drawing hana from. If you're not getting hana from anything because the tree's not there, or it's a tree that will never give you any hana because it's an ilan strak, then there's no doubt that you're not allowed to say a bracha. Now, whether you can make a bracha on ilan strak happens to be a broader discussion. In the Tshuvas Halachos Ketanos, he says only on ilane ma'achal, and that's the Shulchan Aruch writes that in the mashmas of the bracha, that you're shenosin shevach v'odah l'Hashem Yisbarach shabara b'shvil ha'adam afilu dvarim she'ein be'em achrechios l'chai adam k'mo pri ilanos. What we're saying a bracha on is that Hashem has given us the these delicacies that aren't hechrechios, that aren't absolutely necessary. This is the Aruch HaShulchan rather explaining, that aren't absolutely necessary for survival. That's why you don't say bracha on a stalk of wheat, because you do need need that for survival. We need bread. Alechem yichya adam. Lo alechem levado yichya adam. But alechem yichya adam. But peiros, that's just sweet. That's delicious. That's nice things to have. So that's what the bracha is all about. Which makes it sound like the bracha is about the hana'ah that one is going to get. And the Einayim L'mishpat, he says, it sounds from the Shituk Mevetzes that that they were kovei this bracha because it's ba mizman l'zman. So it's a chiddush that a person says a bracha and eitzim yiveshim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mafriach, very similar to what we saw from Vasha Weiss before. In L'chora, if an ilan strach also grows flowers, meaning if it's like that Hagdara the bracha we said before, that it's the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu putting life into what seemed dead, so when a tree had no leaves on its branches, now all of a sudden it has flowers and leaves, and that's also something that's worthy of noting, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put life into what's dead, another potential nafkamina. There's a bracha. Should one recite the bracha on Atzei Orla? Halacha is first 3 years after a tree is planted, it is Orla. It's Asur Bahana'a. Right? Orla means two things in the Hebrew language. We've pointed this out many times. We should not get confused between them. That was the funny email that was going around with a picture of an Israeli wine bottle that had a translation of all the Hebrew. So on one side it said, the Loch Shash Orla Utevel, and on the other side it said, without any concern of foreskins or untithed produce. So that's also true. There were no foreskins in the wine, but what it really meant was that the grapes were not from the first 3 years after it was planted. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger in Siman Reish Chaf Vav has a suffix. Do you say a bracha on a tree that's still in its first 3 years where the peiros are aser? So L'chora, says Rav Asher Weiss, that's another nafkamina in our shayla. If it's a birchas shel chvodah about the chiddush habriyah that Hashem is putting life into that which seemed dead, yeah, so an orla tree also. But if it's a birchas hananin, that it's about like preempting the hana that I'm going to get, that I get a geshmak knowing that I'm going to be able to draw peiros from this tree and I'm going to be able to enjoy those peiros, well, I'm not going to be able to enjoy those peiros because they're all aser b'hana. I heard from Nissen Kaplan in a shir once. Nissen was just here this past year. I was away. I always like to hear him, but I missed him. So I heard from Nissen Kaplan a different time, obviously not this time, we missed each other, that he had a suffix. What about a tree that produces fruits that are notoriously bad for bugs? You know, that you can't eat because of talayim issues. So what would you say in that case? Would you say it's the same thing as Arla? That if you hold, you don't say virchsei lanas on Arla, so you wouldn't say virchsei lanas on a raspberry bush either, if you hold that you're not allowed to eat raspberries because of talayim issues? Or do you say, no, the raspberries are made for your hana, as long as you figure out a way to get rid of all the bugs. But the bugs are external to the fruit. Or do you say, well, if I'm never going to eat a raspberry because I'm so concerned about the talayim, how could I say birchas hananin on the tree? I'm never going to actually get hana from it. So that was Rav Nissen Kaplan Suffolk. He wasn't sure in that case whether you could say the hanasbo b'nei adam. But again, this is another nafkamina, whether it's a birchas hananin or it's a birchas some sort of birchas shavach v'oda. A final nafkamina before we move on. The Kavachayim writes not to say this bracha on Shabbos. Not to say the bracha on Shabbos. Why? Because Shemi Yitaltel V'Yitalosh Kedei Lahariach. You might move the branches, the fruits, in order and take off the flowers or whatever is budding, whatever is sprouting, in order to smell it. And L'chora, that's also Tali on the bracha. If it's a bracha on the Hischachos of the Tkufas Hashanah of the time of year, so what, you're going to be tolish the peiros because you're enjoying the fact that it's spring? No, the bracha is not on the peiros at all. The bracha is on dafka, on the fact that the tree is alive. So good, let the tree live then. But why would you be choshesh? You're going to be tolish. But if the bracha is on that tree, it's like a birch sanen from the hana that I could draw from that tree. So then, yeah, maybe there is. If I'm being so sameh, I'm so besimcha over these peiros that are coming in. So maybe I'll grab one and that's and I'll smell one. L'chora though, this idea that that you're gonna grab one would have to be that you're grabbing something that already has some sort of reyach to it. And most of the time, I think when we're making a bracha on these trees, I'm not sure that it actually has any sort of reyach. Rav Sturmbach quotes this idea not to say the bracha on Shabbos, and he says in Shuvos Hanagos Chelek Aleph in Kuf Tzadi Aleph, Aval Kamdumani Shegormim Michshol Shemavir Al Mitzvah Ba Liyado VaAser. The Koshkin the Poskim Shikra Brachi Rak Parmishona Sharoa. He says, if you think, what if it happens to be the first time you saw this tree, happens to be on Shabbos? So what, because of this concern, Shem Yitlosh, we're making our own gezeros now? That gezeros Shem Yitlosh, an Achron makes his own gezera, but there's a din, the Medina de Gemara, that the first time you see it, you're supposed to say the bracha. So isn't that going to be, if Nimna Milvarak B'Shabbos Mevatal HaBracha L'Devrayim, according to those that the bracha is only the first time you see it, you're being Mevatal HaBracha by not saying it on Shabbos. And he says, even though La Halacha we paskin, you're allowed to say the bracha the second time you see it, if you didn't say the bracha the first time you see it, but L'Kuli Alma, everyone agrees that the Iker Mitzvah is Hayotzi B'Yom HaNisan, you go out and for the first time you see it, that's the maker I did, that's when one is supposed to recite the bracha.
So
it's a discussion, you know, Kiddush Levana in general, when it's worthy of delaying to be able to do it with greater simcha. But that's probably a broader conversation about over there, when you do it later, sometimes you could do better. You could do Paravam, you could do it, you know, when you're already full from a Shabbos and you're
the reason why you don't do it Friday night is
we're knowing not to do it during the 9 days, though. We're knowing not to do it during the 9 days, so why not? But get it done now. I mean, who knows? It might be cloudy. So that's like, over here, delaying is definitely bad for this bracha. But yeah, it's a little similar to the Friday night issue. I remember Sachs was talking about the famous Nod Behuda. Nod Behuda talks about your middle of Megillah reading, and it's been cloudy all month, and no one said Kiddush Levana yet, and someone comes running in, the Levana's out! Do you stop middle of Megillah to go, Nod Behuda such a tshuva, to go and say Kiddush Levana? So the way Rav Sachs said it over, he had just given a Musar Shmuz to the boys about drinking on Purim, and how there's absolutely no Indian whatsoever to drink at night, and there's no Indian whatsoever to drink anything but wine, and there's no Indian whatsoever to drink anything outside of the Suda. And then, once you're in the Suda with wine, then we could talk about what's appropriate, what's not appropriate. But everything outside of that is absolutely inappropriate. So the way he was giving that shir kveli, he said, the moon is peeking through the clouds for the first time, and it's saying, hey, what's going on there? Why are people drunk down there? It doesn't make any sense. It's nighttime. So that's why the moon, this dafka, peeks through at night. Okay. There are many other, as we mentioned before, minhagim relating to the Birchus Ilanos that are clearly al pitaras hanistar, or seem to be clearly al pitaras hanistar. First of all, lashon the Gemara, hayman denafik, someone who goes out. The Rambam hayotze lesados veginos. So the Birkei Yosef, the Kavachayim, are medayik that only chutz lebeso, that you can only say the bracha when you leave your house. Pashtus of the Rishonim is not that way. It doesn't seem that you have to go to leave your house, leave the city. It could be that such an Indian is alpinista, that there's something about going out that relates to this bracha. That's how Shturmach understands it. He also understands another minhag, that the Rambam's lashon is to be mvarichan ilanos rabim and not on a single tree. And the Kaf HaChaim says, not by, you know, you go on the app and your neighbor has one tree. You should go to an orchard and see multiple trees. That's when you say the bracha. L'chorah, that also, Rav Shturmach understands, is al pi Kabbalah. In Riv Yosefayim, he writes that he saw Rav Moshe Zatzal was mevarichan ilan echad, that he wasn't makbid about this. He saw one tree, someone's lawn, that was good enough. So it's not 100% clear that those two are necessarily LP Kabbalah, but that's the way some of the poskim understand that they must be LP Kabbalah because they don't sound like real halachic concerns within the bracha. Now here are some minhagim that are almost certainly LP Kabbalah. Kav HaChaim writes that there's a minhag to give 3 prutos to tzedakah li'iloi nishmos Yisrael l'tikun ha'neshamos ha'magulgalos ba'atzei asad v'asavim. So for the aliyah, for the neshama, and for the tikun of those neshamos that became gilgulim and are now trees, and to be mevakish rachamim, and to say shir amalos b'shuv Hashem Hashiva Sion samachti ba'omrim li l'kenev el-kev seyde melech rachamim rachim aleinu and musafim kil chasan pasach aliyor Rabbi Chanan ben Akashi Omer kadosh rabbanon, like you have like a whole Yom Kippur davening out there. You have it becomes a whole event. So that if they posted that on a tree, you need like 15 trees just to post the Seder Ayom. So that clearly is not Alpi Halacha. That clearly is more Alpi Nistar. And the Sefer Moed L'Kol Chai, Rav Chaim Palagi writes, to be makvit to say the bracha dafka with a minyan. So Saraya Dublitsky in Krinshus Birchas Eilanos writes that in the year of Birchas Hachama we say ba'osam maimid gam al Eilanos mishum barovam hadras melech. That when there's Birchas Hachama, it happens to be around the same time as Birchas Eilanos always. So you would say it at the same time as barovam hadras melech. And some people wait every year till Chol HaMoed because then it's easier to gather large crowds together. That also the Chora is only LP Kabbalah. A final minhag that seems to be LP Kabbalah. Some are makbid, as we mentioned before, not to say the bracha on Shabbos. So we gave a halachic reason before. Oh, shami yitzlosh. Oh, come on, achronim don't make their own gezeres. So the Kavachayim writes, no, it's a violation of borer on Shabbos, because you're being mevarer the nitzotze kedusha with your bracha from the other nitzotzos, and that's an iser of borer. Now, obviously, it's not borer mamish. You know, al pi halacha, you know, if you do with edim and asra and bezdin, you're not going to be chayv skila for borer if you do it in such a way. But clearly, it means that it's mi pi kabbalah, it's not al pi halacha, and that's how Rav Avadya Yosef writes in Yechav Das Chelik Aleph Siman Beis as well. But one last thing that I found to be very fascinating over here, and that is whether women should recite this bracha. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in Har Tzvi says yesh lachkar about this. If it's Yom Nisan Dafka, are women chayiv in the bracha? Meaning, if it has to dafka be done in Yom Nisan, that seems to make it zman grama. So are women chayiv in the bracha? So he says birchas ilani demlavavi. It's not zman grama, even if it's Yom Nisan Dafka. Why? He says we find mitzvahs bikurim is only until Chanukah, and nevertheless the Mishnah says nashim avadim chayavin in bikurim. So in Turiyavin and Megillah he explains, because zman grama is only when the zman itself is the p'tur. The fact that you don't bring bikurim after Chanukah is not because of the zman, it's a dover acher, that you don't have bikurim out in the field anymore. They're all gone by then. So by Birchas Re'iyah, he says also, by this Birchas Re'iyah, if you say Yom Nisan Dafka, it's not because it has to be in Yom Nisan, it's because, that's Mitzvah Shazman Gram, it's because that's when trees are sprouting, that's when there's this chidush coming into the world, but it's the mitzius of the chidush coming into the world. It's not the zman per se. Meaning, to broaden it a little bit, Zman Grammar, Shlomo Kluger writes very clearly in Hilchos Kiddush Levana, he says Zman Grammar does not mean a mitzvah that you can only do within a certain time. You know, Zman Grammar means a mitzvah that you could do any time, but it's only a mitzvah at certain times. Meaning that you can eat matzah today, you can eat matzah 6 months ago, 6 months from now, you can eat matzah whenever, but it's only a mitzvah when you eat it on Pesach. That's the definition of Zman Grama, that Zman is goreim, that it becomes a mitzvah. So he says, Birchas Eilanos, the reason you can't say it all the time is not because it's only a mitzvah during this time, it's because it's only shayich during this time. This koach achidish upon which you're saying the bracha only happens at this time. And that's what Shlomo Kluger says. He doesn't understand why some people think that Kiddush Levana is Zman Grama. He says Kiddush Levana is not Zman Grama. The bracha is on Chiddush HaLevana. Chiddush HaLevana only happens when Chiddush HaLevana happens. It's not the Zman that's goring the Chiddush HaLevana. And based on this, they explain the Ramban in Kiddush Lam Gimel. The Ramban in Kiddush, famously, when he lists off Mitzvah She'eina Zman Grama, mentions Sviras HaOmer. You know, he mentions a whole bunch of real mitzvah She'eina Zman Grama that have nothing to do with Zman, and then he just throws in, oh, and Sviras HaOmer also, on his list of mitzvah She'eina Zman Grama. Has there ever been more of a mitzvah She'eina Zman Grama than Sviras HaOmer? How could the Ramban have Sviras HaOmer as Mitzvah She'eina Zman Grama? So, Divrei Malkiel is a tshuva where he says, Ramban never said it. He wrote Samech Hei Ayin, and they understood he meant Sfiras Omer. He really meant Seder HaAvoda. Totally different thing. But come on, it doesn't say Samech Hei Ayin in our Rambans. It says Sfiras HaOmer. So, but maybe that's the pshat. Sfiras Omer is not Zman Grama, it's Korban Omer Grama. that the Korban Omer is the Mechayiv of Svira on a Darais level, the way we paskin. Svira Samba Zman is only the Rabbanan. The Korban Omer is the Mechayiv. So it's an event grama. It's not Zman grama. It's really taking Rav Shlomo Kluger one step further, because Rav Shlomo Kluger was talking about, you know, that an event was Gorim it. By Svira Omer, yeah, the event of the Korban Omer was Gorim it, but what's Gorim the Korban Omer? Second day of Pesach. That's clearly Zman grama. So it's like a one step removed, but still, maybe you can say such a thing. You know, Shulchan Aruch writes, Nashim Chayavus Havdalah, Kshem Chayavus B'Kiddush, V'yesh Mishacholek. He quotes Machlokas where the women are Chayav and Havdalah. Rama says they shouldn't say Havdalah for themselves, they should hear it from men. So the question is, why wouldn't they be allowed to say Havdalah? Meaning, after all, according to the Rama, they're allowed to say Brachos, Amitzei, Shazman, Grama. So that's what they explain, maybe there's a difference when the bracha itself is the mitzvah versus when the bracha is not the mitzvah. So maybe that complicates matters over here as well. That if you hold this as man grama, then it's not just that women aren't chayiv to say it. If you say like the Raman Hilchas Havdalah, they wouldn't be allowed to say it. So chaps a big nafkamina, whether it's man grama or not. Okay, there are some more details, but you could take a look on your own. And Be'ez Hashem, next week we'll be on to other topics.